This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people argue that we're throwing away items that could be repurposed into something else way too often.
Of course.
Well, right. Sure.
Exactly.
Some man's trash, another man's treasure, Mike.
Let me give you some examples.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 common items everyone throws away that should be used again and again and again. I've been using the same plastic fork for over a month now. Sure, I've got real silverware, but I don't feel like loading and unloading my dishwasher. I figure as long as I run that fork under some warm water to get any food particulate off of the tongs, I'm good to go. Plus, I don't believe all this hubbub about microplastics causing damage to your body, like getting into your brain or your coccyx or your pee-pee.
Thank you, VD. So these are common items that everyone throws away that should be used again and again and again. Number 10, takeout containers.
Really?
Most plastic takeout containers are not flimsy. They're built to handle heat, stacking, and travel. Many are dishwasher safe and can be reused for months with basic care. Instead of tossing them after one use, wash them and use them for leftovers, meal prep, pantry organization, or even craft supplies.
If I'm getting Thai food and getting soup, those containers they have for the soup.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
Or pho, whatever.
They
last forever.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Actually, pretty good.
All right. I dig it. Empty spice jars. They're just begging for a second life, boys.
For weed.
I used to, but then you end up with too many. Like, I don't need anymore.
Spices don't last forever, but their jars can. Those small, uniform containers are incredibly useful for all kinds of storage. Everything from house-made spice blends and herbal teas to sewing needles, office supplies, or even travel-sized toiletries. Their small size, screw-top lids, and clear bodies make them ideal for organizing tiny, tiny things.
Yeah, they're not wrong. It's just at some point, I got too many.
Yeah. I remember one. There was a juice bottle that I think I got one time. It came in this little tiny glass bottle. Drank this juice, one of those like super juices or whatever. Yeah. And I drank it. I was like, "That's actually a really good bottle. I should keep that." I haven't done a damn thing with it since. It's just sitting there. Again, common items that everybody throws away that could be used again and again and again and again. Tissue paper. They say it can be folded and reused again and again. Tissue paper is one of the most wasted gift wrapping supplies out there, but it's also one of the easiest to reuse. After birthdays, holidays, or packages in the mail, smooth out the used sheets, fold them gently, and tuck them into the drawer. Even crinkled pieces work beautifully for future gifts, shipping filler, or art projects. Most tissue paper is surprisingly durable and can survive multiple uses if you handle it gently.
Don't care. The only time I get tissue paper is when someone gives a gift. The only time it's ever used is if my wife is wrapping a gift.
There you go.
But we don't feel the need to keep it.
No. I feel like no matter what, if I'm using tissue paper, I buy it with the bag that I buy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Generally.
On the way to the party.
Yeah. I mean, I use a lot more tissue paper now because it just makes the bag look better.
Yep.
But I'm with you. That's the only reason. People are like, just add some tissue paper.
Exactly. Well, and after you flatten it out, like, no, the crinkles are still there. And you can tell, like, this is reused tissue paper.
let's just be honest, too. Like, Christmas, birth, like, that's a lost venture. You're buying a gift. You gotta buy the tissue paper, the bag. Like, we've just established giving this gift is a loss for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Can I get the tissue paper back?
Number 7, rubber bands and twist ties are free organizing tools in disguise. Those little bands and ties that come with produce, bread bags, or bundles of herbs, don't toss them. They're endlessly reusable and perfect for organizing chargers, sealing half-used snack bags, labeling plants, or bundling loose items in drawers. Twist ties can even be written on for quick DIY tags or garden markers.
The best use I've seen is like if you have a pair of cheap, like thong flip-flops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that thing keeps pulling in to the bottom, put the little bread thing underneath it.
Oh, there you go.
And that'll stop it from coming through.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Paper shopping bags are tougher and more reusable than they look. They might seem disposable, but most paper, grocery, or retail bags are durable enough for several rounds of reuse. With built-in handles and thicker construction than plastic, they're perfect for hauling lunch, carrying returns, or stashing everything from books to off-season clothing. You could even cut them into wrapping paper or turn them into homemade gift bags and seed starting pots.
Or if you live in King County, use them for recycling.
Exactly.
That's what I like to
100% of them go under the sink and they're used for recycling.
Yes.
That's all I'm doing.
That's I use them all the time for recycling.
Right.
You take one out, you just put it next to your trash can so people know.
Right. Because there's inevitably going to be some sort of liquid with whatever it is that you're recycling.
Right.
And it soaks it up just fine. It's great. Candle jars are way too useful to throw away with the wax. Once the wax is gone, most people toss candle jars, but they're usually made of thick, reusable glass. A little hot water or freezer trickery loosens the leftover wax, and once clean, these jars make beautiful storage for everything from cotton swabs to spices and hardware.
But see, I don't want to go through all that.
No.
And really, just look, man, in a flower vase, I get, like, rinse the bitch out. But if there's all this wax and crap, like, I'm not going through all this for a glass.
Right, and I'm never that hard up for storage that I think I need to keep my candle jars. To be fair, yeah. I'm not using candles a whole lot anymore, but I don't find myself, you know, going on there and getting like reusable totes or something like that online that I buy and bring home.
Correct. Look, if you're one of those people that's super clean, I get some of this stuff. Like for somebody like me, I already have enough clutter.
Yeah.
So I don't need to start being like, oh, I should save this too.
Yeah.
I'm already saving enough BS.
Exactly.
For nothing.
Your oldest T-shirts still have a job. It's just not as clothing. Before tossing that threadbare tee, cut it into rags. Soft cotton makes excellent cleaning clothes for dusting, polishing, or wiping down counters and windows. Unlike paper towels, they don't leave lint behind, and they're washable and reusable for months.
All right.
Not the worst idea.
I mean, that's fair, sure.
I feel like my folks use those old cotton diapers. It's like
it's not much different.
It's
right?
Dust rags and whatnot.
Oh, sure.
You know, because after a while, you don't care about getting it stained anymore or anything like that. So
it's been pooped in.
Exactly. Like, who cares? Just keep rolling. It took me forever to figure that out when I was a kid, too, when I was growing up.
What's that?
Is that those things were diapers. Because for me, diapers was, you know, Pampers or whatever in the hell that everybody just throws away all the damn time. I did not realize that that reusable diapers was a thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want it to be.
Yeah.
I did not want it to be, but yes, it could be done.
I mean, you're not wearing them.
That's true. That's his problem.
You notice they don't recommend that for older adults. Just for babies.
Just babies, right.
Good point.
Why wouldn't they, though?
Because the adults are much bigger.
And I think if you're at that point, like, you might not know. You probably aren't going to be on top to, like, just change it right away.
Ah, yeah.
Like, the baby has no idea, so it's on you as the parent to be like, all right, I need to change it. But if you're already just kind of sitting there and letting a little out, not meaning to, maybe you're not on top of changing your own diaper.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. Bread bags aren't fancy, but they're surprisingly functional. Don't let those thin plastic bread bags fool you. They're reusable and surprisingly handy. Rinse and dry them, and then they become the perfect container for storing produce, marinating food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are keeping snacks fresh. You can even use them as liners for compost bins or to freeze items short term.
I don't know that I ever felt poor than having a sandwich made on the heels of the bread, and then we didn't have a bag.
And then wrapped it in the bread.
Oh, yeah. God. I feel embarrassed just even thinking about walking into school with that sandwich and stuff in the bag.
We've all been there, brother.
Nothing wrong with a heel sandwich.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I actually like the crust. Unpopular opinion, I like the crust.
No. Do you like it, or is that just your kind of...
Because it's been in there for the longest period of time.
That's just
the
your personal
loaf.
Thing. Yeah.
Maybe.
So
I do
you got
like
the,
it.
You got the loaf for 5-6 days. They've been sitting on the end.
Yeah.
They're not moist
protecting
in the middle.
Loaf.
Yeah, they're protecting the loaf. But they're not worthy of your time to eat it.
I disagree. You put the right things on there, then you just get a good old crusty sandwich. I like the crust. I really do like the crust.
That's a sad, sad sandwich when you got to use one of those.
Shipping envelopes don't belong in the trash after one use. No, no. Padded envelopes, bubble mailers, even the sturdy paper ones from online retailers. Most of these can be reused multiple times before they hit the bin. Carefully slit them open, avoid tearing, and keep stash for when you need to send something later.
All right.
Okay. I've never felt that up against it, but do what you got to do.
Does anyone have a memory of throwing away a Crown Royal bag?
No.
Even if you didn't know what you were going to put in it, you're like, save this for a race.
Those you do keep.
Right? Yeah. It stores easy.
It really does.
And then I'll leave you with this last common item that everybody throws away that should be used again and again and again. The glass jar from your pasta sauce can organize half of your kitchen. Yeah, they're perfect for storing dry goods, leftovers, homemade dressings, or even pins and screws. Okay.
I mean, sure.
If you'd like to. It's allowed, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.